Welcome to the Go Hard Chick podcast. This is your host, Crystal Holmes. And today I bring you episode 22. And Go Hard Chicks, today we are going to talk all about self-sabotage. This is a solo episode, which I'm excited to bring to you today. But before I jump into this topic, I have to ask you every time to please consider leaving a 5-star Apple Podcast rating and review for the Go Hard Chick podcast. It really helps me to continue to, you know, allow this podcast to grow. It helps me bring on fabulous guests, which we have all enjoyed. So take a couple moments out of your time and your busy schedules today and leave that 5-star review. Now let's jump into this. I decided to do a solo podcast today because I really need to get out of my comfort zone, which is why we're talking about self-sabotage today. I feel like I have a voice, but I realized I was operating in a level of fear because I'm thinking, well, who wants to hear me talk? It's more interesting if we have guests. And quite frankly, I love having guests on the podcast because I love meeting new people and talking to folks and learning. But I have a voice too, and that's why I started this podcast. So I got to get out of my fear and start doing more of these solo podcasts and sharing some of the knowledge and the growth that I have learned all about. So with that being said, we're going to talk about self-sabotage. I was going to go with a different topic for today's show, but I stumbled upon self-sabotage and the universe said, Crystal, you got to talk about that. Because I realized I have been engaging in self-sabotage in my own life. So what is it? What is self-sabotage? What does it look like? Self-sabotage is when we actively or passively take steps to prevent ourselves from reaching our goals. So what does that look like? I mean, you could practice self-sabotage in a number of ways. Some are obvious, others are harder to recognize. But here's some ways that it shows up in our lives. If you find yourself constantly blaming others when things go wrong, you might be engaged in some self-sabotage. I mean, of course, sometimes bad things just happen without anybody really being at fault. You know, somebody might hit you from behind while you're driving. Is that really your fault? Probably not. But sometimes when we face difficulties, we have to force ourselves to look at those difficulties and see, what role did we play in it? Did we play a role in what happened? Say you're in a relationship with someone and it ultimately doesn't work out. And you break up and you feel good about that breakup, but you blame the other person for everything that went wrong in the relationship instead of taking a closer look at yourself. That's kind of like self-sabotage. Why? Because by failing to look at whatever issues you may have brought into the relationship or that may have caused the demise of the relationship, you're not giving your chance to learn and grow from that experience. So then what happens is you leave that relationship thinking you did nothing wrong, and you go to the next relationship thinking you did nothing wrong. And then if that doesn't work, then you blame the other person, you don't learn from it, and then you go to your next relationship. And it just goes on and on and on, and that hurts us from growing. Another way that self-sabotage can appear in our lives is to walk away from things when they don't go smoothly. Man, this can happen in relationships, projects, jobs. Oh my gosh, I've seen this in my own life. Now, don't get me wrong, ladies. There's nothing wrong with moving on from situations that don't meet your needs. So let's be clear. Sometimes that's the best and the only option. But sometimes we got to also step back and look at ourselves first to see, did we really make an effort? Like, do you hop from job to job? You know, did you really make an effort in that role? Or Are you putting blame on the supervisor, right? You know, or whatever, my coworkers? You know, it could be many different things. And those things are valid reasons, but there could be something else there that is causing you to bop around from position to position. And sometimes you got to take a deeper look at yourself. You could be walking away from relationships. Oh, he's no good, she's no good, whatever it is. And you're not looking at what role you've played. Maybe you're trying to create a business and you hit a snag. And instead of working through that snag, you say, I'm out. Procrastination is another way self-sabotage manifests in our lives. Have you found yourself stuck when you're faced with an important task? I mean, I think we've all been there. You know, you've prepared, you've done everything you can do, you've organized, but you're stuck. Sometimes you feel overwhelmed. Sometimes you're doubting your ability or skills. But procrastination is rooted in self-sabotage. And a lot of times, what's behind that procrastination is fear. You don't want to do it because you're afraid. So instead of finishing that task, instead of creating that speech, instead of writing that book, you sit down and you watch Netflix all day. That's procrastination, ladies. Sometimes we pick fights. That's another way we self-sabotage. Maybe you're always ready to argue over things that don't even really matter. You know, do you do things to provoke reactions? This is often self-sabotage. That's deep. Another thing, or another way we self-sabotage, is sometimes we date people who aren't right for us. Ooh, Lord. You know you want to have kids, but you keep dating people that don't. You dating somebody that doesn't want to have kids and you keep hoping, well, maybe he'll change his mind. You keep dating the same type of person over and over again. But you're not looking at yourself and trying to figure out what is going on here. That's self-sabotage. If you find yourself continuously dating the same type of person, even though you know you want something differently, that's self-sabotage. Self-sabotage is also, it could be in the fact that you have trouble stating your needs. If you find yourself having a hard time speaking up for yourself, you're not getting all your needs met. This can happen in family situation, amongst friends, at work, in your romantic relationships. Oftentimes, self-sabotage is rooted in your ability to speak up. If you are constantly putting yourself down, that is self-sabotage too, ladies. Oftentimes, especially if you're a high achiever, you'll set much higher standards for yourself than you'll do for anybody else. And so when you fail to meet those standards, you give yourself harsh feedback. I can't do anything right. I won't make it, so why should I even try? Wow, I'm really messed this up. I'm terrible at this. So whether you are criticizing yourself in front of others or just to yourself, that's self-sabotage. And eventually you will start to believe those criticisms. You know, you'll come up or you'll adopt an attitude of just self-defeat. So ladies, what causes self-sabotage? Of course, sometimes we learn things in childhood. And this was a very hard pill for me to swallow because I have always romanticized my childhood. You know, I've talked to people that have had some pretty bad things happen to them in their childhood. and I compare their childhood to mine, and I would be like, well, none of that ever happened to me. My childhood was fabulous. Like, I've always romanticized my childhood. Like, it was all roses. My mom was great, you know. But there were things that happened to me during my childhood that affected me, both good and bad. So sometimes we have to take a look at our childhood and dig deep and try to figure out what about that time could have caused some negative things or some negative attributes or some self-sabotaging traits now in my adulthood. Sometimes self-sabotage was caused by past relationship dynamics. You know, maybe you were in a relationship where you didn't feel supported or heard, you know, romantic or otherwise, which caused you to struggle to communicate in your current relationships. You know, whether you had an abusive partner who simply didn't care about your thoughts, you know, you may not have been able to speak up for yourself. It can manifest in many different ways. But you know, it caused you to just remain silent. And so you don't speak up for yourself. And that can be self-sabotage. One of the big causes of self-sabotage, which I admittedly struggle with, is the fear of failure. When you don't want to fail at something, you just don't try. You might unintentionally or intentionally sabotage your own efforts. You don't want to deal with the failure. So you don't try. If you don't try, you can't fail, right? Fear of failure, that's a big one, at least for me, because that keeps me from pushing through. Just like this podcast today, this episode. I was like, man, nobody wants to listen to me talk. Who's going to want to listen to this? That's self-sabotage. That's that fear of failure. And here's the thing, ladies, failure or fear of failure is normal. We all experience, even the greatest of the greatest, the highest achievers that you can think of, they all experience a fear of failure on a daily basis or anything they really wanted to achieve. But the difference is they don't just simply say, I'm not going to try. They do it. They work through the fear of the failure. Self-sabotage can also manifest as a need for control. You want to control everything, which also goes back to failure. If you control it, then you can't fail. When you're in control, you might feel safe, strong, ready to face anything. And sometimes there are types of self-sabotage that gives people a sense of control. You know, like with procrastination, maybe you're putting off writing that book because deep down you're worried that you won't write it well. You know that writing it at the last minute won't help the quality, but it will put you in control of the outcome because you chose to write it at the last minute. So what do we do to overcome self-sabotage? Well, first you got to identify the behaviors, which is probably the hardest part of it all. You got to identify what you're doing that is causing self-sabotage in your life. Then you got to figure out what is setting you off, what is causing you to engage in these behaviors. Then you got to get comfortable with the idea of failure. Oh, you know, it's normal to be afraid of rejection and failure and emotional pain. These things are generally not fun to deal with. I got that. But it becomes problematic when the steps you take involve the self-sabotage. So you got to learn to work through and get comfortable with failure. I mean, quite honestly, there's probably not a lot of real growth if you aren't experiencing failure. But you got to get through that fear. And like I said, the fear is normal. But, you know, you got to try to just take small steps in working through that fear. trying a new thing, working through it. And a lot of times we create these scenarios in our minds of what the failure will look like. And a lot of times the scenarios we have created in our minds are far worse than the true outcome of what would happen if we just tried. We got to talk about it, ladies. You know, if you notice that you're self-sabotaging yourself in whatever way, you need to talk about it with your partner, you know, with your family members, with your therapist. Man, therapy is key. Life coach, whoever, girlfriend, talk about it. And lastly, Go Hard Chicks, we got to learn to identify what we really want. Self-sabotage can often happen when you're looking for a way out. Like maybe you don't like that job or you don't like that relationship. Sometimes these self-sabotaging behaviors suggest that something about a particular situation isn't working for you. If you're feeling unfulfilled at work because your daily tasks don't use your specialized skills, or, you know, instead of doing your work, you start watching Netflix. Or maybe you tell yourself you want a relationship, even though you're the happiest being single. I mean, why would we do that? So every time we see ourselves engaging in these types of behaviors, we got to take a step back and we got to start to explore ourselves. We got to get to know ourselves better and figure out what is it that we truly want for our lives so that it will prevent us from continuing to engage in these self-sabotaging behaviors. Whether we're doing it because of fear or we're doing it because we're in situations that we don't want to be in, we got to take the time and do the work. Go Hard Chicks, thanks for listening today. This really helped me with my self-sabotaging behavior. I hope you learned a little bit from today's episode. Or I hope you learned a lot, but I think it's important that we start having these conversations, not only with ourselves, but with our friends, family members, colleagues, whoever, so we can, as a community, learn how we are engaging in certain behaviors that prevent us from being our best selves. And that's what this is all about. That's why I started this podcast. We want to be our best selves. So Go Hard Chicks, thank you for listening. Episode 22. I made it through. Take care.